Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, look, there's been a lot in our news about the poisoning attack in Salisbury in the UK on a Russian man, Sergei Skripal, who worked as a spy for British intelligence, along with his daughter, Yulia. Most of the focus has been on the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, who has insisted that the attack, which allegedly used a lethal nerve gas, was the work of the Russian government. But there's now an Irish side to the story, because Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is reported to have suggested at an EU meeting that Ireland could expel Russian diplomatic staff. On the line to give us his thoughts on the situation, we have Dr. Marcus Papadopoulos, editor of Politics First. You're very welcome to the show, Dr. Marcus.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on again.
Yeah. First of all, Dr. Papadopoulos, what facts are known about this attack in Salisbury?
I think the facts that we know are really limited to this, that in Salisbury, an attempt was made on the life of a British spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter. And it is believed that both of them remain in hospital today. We don't know what their condition is. Other than that, the British government has not been forthcoming. They have not provided any evidence whatsoever that the Russian state was behind the tragic events in Salisbury. It is all very well for Theresa May to stand in the House of Commons and say, and I quote, "It is most likely that the Russian state is behind it." Well, most likely is simply not good enough. No court of law in the world would convict someone on the basis that he or she is most likely to have committed the crime.
Look, if European leaders and if Theresa May is moving so quickly on this, does this mean that they know Russia did it but can't share the information for security reasons?
Well, first of all, it needs to be said how ironical it is that a British Prime Minister, who is the leader of the Conservative Party, a party which is known for xenophobic views towards people and in Europe, and which has been a scathing critic of the European Union for decades, is now asking for European Union support against Russia. And I think that the European Union is apprehensive about Theresa May's attempts to woo them into this anti-Russian campaign, which is being waged by London. Certainly countries like the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, Poland, they will jump on the bandwagon and they will support Britain. But countries like Germany, for example, will be cautious. Germany, which of course, as we all know, is the engine of the European Union, does not want to see a further deterioration in relations between the EU and Russia, because the EU, economically speaking, is not in a particularly healthy state, and it is not in the interest of the EU to have further trade affected between itself and Russia. And also the EU is acutely aware that in March 2019, Britain is scheduled to be gone from the European Union. So the Europeans will be looking to the future in the long term, thinking strategically about its relationship with Russia.
Okay. Well, what do you make of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's response, saying that he may now expel diplomats from Ireland?
I think the stance of your Taoiseach is simple-minded and foolish. And I really would like to know why he is supporting the British government on something which the British government has not been able to successfully prove was the actions of the Russian state. I would say this to your Taoiseach and also to the Irish people. What has Russia ever done to Ireland? What has Russia ever done to the Irish people? But do I need to remind people in Ireland about your history? Do I need to remind people about the savage nature of British colonialism, of which the Irish were the first victims of? the Irish are historically a Christian people. Well, who is protecting the Christians in Syria? Who has ensured that the 2.5 million Christians living in Syria will now be spared slaughter at the hands of Islamist terrorists? Well, it's not Britain, it's Russia who has done that. Let's have a look who the British have been supporting in Syria. They have been supporting Islamist Wahhabist terrorist groups who have been terrorizing the Christian community in Syria. They haven't just cut the heads of priests, they have sawn off the heads of priests. So I think the analysis of the Taoiseach is extremely regrettable, and he needs to explain himself to the Irish people.
Yeah, well, look, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Marcus Papadopoulos, giving us a bit of a view on current situation with Russia. And just as things are kind of ramping up, it's just good to just get a different view, and as we can put it all in the mix. Dr. Marcus Papadopoulos, editor of Politics First, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.